You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray her, then pray her. And never look back once the world forgave you. Then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Hello, happy homeschooler. Oh, it's so nice to be with you today. If you are a happy homeschooler, you'll become happier by spending time with happy homeschoolers. If you're just starting to homeschool, we'll start you on a path that will make you happy homeschoolers. And if you're not so happy homeschooling, well, we can get you to happy homeschooling. That's why we're together today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am so excited about the journey we'll be sharing together. Happy homeschoolers. Wise, kind, understanding, filled with joy, and most of all, centered on, rooted and grounded in love. Happy homeschoolers, right? Happy homeschoolers. Well, I'll introduce myself to you first. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and my home is the Quala Boundary Reservation in Cherokee, North Carolina. I am so blessed and privileged to be a homeschooling mama. I always wanted to be one. And even when I was pursuing my graduate degrees and all of that, I took pedagogy classes, I took classes in children's literature, I took all kinds of classes that I knew would help me to homeschool when I had children and a family of my own. And so I'm going to help you. It's always kind of awkward to talk about ourselves, but I feel like you have a right to know why you should listen to me. Right? I mean, absolutely. I'm a graduate of Harvard University. I am a graduate of The Ohio State University with a master's in fine arts, focused on indigenous traditional art and creative writing. My degree from Harvard is in social studies, popular culture, media, and multicultural studies. And my PhD, which was conducted at the University of Kentucky and Trinity Seminary, is a wonderful interdisciplinary degree in film and media studies and indigenous studies. So my primary first love academically is Indigenous studies, and that has prepared me a great deal to walk in two worlds. And so here we are. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be all right. Even if you're worried about homeschooling a little bit, or you're just starting to homeschool, oh, you're going to have a good time. You're going to have fun. You're going to grow closer to your family members. You're going to spend more time with them. Do you realize, really, we only have from 0 to 18 that we can actually say are guaranteed hours they will spend in our home? Not a college dorm, not with their own spouses and families, but literally, this is our one and only life. And we have to make the most of the time we have together. One of the things that will help you, I truly believe, with homeschooling is to find out what's your why. What's your why? Why are you doing this? I mean, you're obviously doing it if you're listening to me right now, but why are you doing it? I know why I'm doing it, but why are you doing it? And so I thought today we'd do some guided meditation and we just do some work that will help us to do it. Because here's the thing. There are going to be days when euphoria isn't going to carry you. There are going to be days when everyone's complaining and not cooperating, or the weather is a long streak of hot days or two cold days. and nobody's been outside and everyone's frustrated. There's going to be moments when people are struggling to grasp a concept, and that person struggling might be you, parents. Like, it might be something that you're trying to understand and help to teach to your child. And you've got to have a why. You've got to have a why. You just got to have a why. Because in those moments, you won't be able to count on your feelings. Your warm, loving feelings towards your precious little darlings might not carry through trigonometry. Everyone's running around. No one will sit down and listen. They're not paying attention to you or to the lesson. The curriculum is not explaining it very well. You've got to have a why. You've got to have a why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? Why do you love doing this? So I guess that's more than one why. You've got to have several whys. A why to me is like an insurance policy. For those days that will be difficult, and I'm not being negative, I'm just being honest. You've got to have a why. You've got to know exactly why this is important and why you're doing it. And the why doesn't have to be sophisticated or elegant or powerful. It can just be a why. Just a why. And there's something I want you to do with that why, and I'm going to help you to do it. I'm going to help you. The first thing is, let's find the why. What is the exact reason you believe you want to homeschool? Why are you homeschooling right now? Why are you taking your time and your energy and your money, let's be honest, and using it to create an experience when you could just send them up the road to the public school for free? You could sign them up at a private school and pay tuition, and someone else will take care of all these things. What's your why? Why are you homeschooling? Yeah, you can tell me. I think when you say it out loud, it gives it power, it gives it strength. Why are you homeschooling? I'll help you find a few whys. You know, some of us are homeschooling for all kinds of different reasons. Right? Some of us don't want our children to be exposed to continual illness and sickness. Some families are homeschooling because they're concerned about bullying, gun violence in schools, harmful encounters in schools. There are some wonderful schools out there and some terrific teachers, and we appreciate them so much. But for our purposes, we're talking about our why. Why are we homeschooling? Well, I'll tell you my why, and maybe it'll help. Here's my why. I absolutely want my children to know their indigenous tribal culture. I want them to understand their traditional teachings, their traditional languages, customs, dances, songs, all of those things, and have the kind of education that can get them into the Ivy League if they want to go. I did, and I went, and I graduated from Harvard. My children don't have to do that, but if they want to do it, I want them to be equipped with an education that will allow them to do that, while still being absolutely centered and grounded in indigenous tribal culture. That's a big why. That's a big ask, right? I mean, I could send them to a school here where they would learn culture and they would be very proud of their tribal heritage. But the academic ratings are atrocious. They're not acceptable for me. They're fine. I mean, people have different goals and they have different ideas and they're all okay. But for me in my house, I want them to be able to fully function in modernity and academic excellence while being absolutely centered and grounded in their heritage. She's dressed just like me. You see? She is. And that's my why. And it's a why that only homeschooling could fulfill, right? I mean, you see that order? I mean, what would I want them to have excellent Indigenous culture, but also terrific academic program. And I want them to be very, very centered in their family. And I want, oh goodness, I had to homeschool. I have to homeschool. What's your why? What's your why? You can have more than one why. I have a friend who lives in North Dakota on a reservation there, and she said she's homeschooling because if she didn't, her children would literally have to get up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning every day just to get on the bus, just to ride a very long distance to school, and to do it at the end of the day, riding, a long distance back in a rural area. And so she said she wasn't going to give up that kind of time that way. And so they homeschool. And I know lots of folks in rural areas who do homeschool. I know a lot of people who homeschool because of their faith, the religious beliefs they have, spiritual ideas that they have, and they want to make sure that those beautiful ideals are transmitted to their children. I know people who are homeschooling because they were homeschooled and they loved it. I went to Harvard with people who were homeschooled, and I was always amazed at how much they liked it and how much they talked fondly about it. And that's where I got the idea. I already knew I was going to homeschool since I was a child, but I got the idea of taking classes that were specifically to help me teach my children later from them because they were doing that. And they were all like, oh, yeah. Now they were studying to be university professors. They were studying to do amazing things in academia. And they were going to homeschool their own children because they had been homeschooled and they liked it so much. There's a why about days and rhythms, right? Perhaps you have a child who has medical issues or something like that. They have to go to the doctor or they have to have special treatments. And homeschooling is better than taking them in and out of school and class all the time. Maybe homeschooling for you is just that you want your family to be the strongest influence in your child's life. Peer culture, right, where they learn and are impressed mostly by their peers, might not be for you. Maybe you want them to learn from you and your family's dynamic. Maybe you know the truth about issues about prejudice, racism, and some of the other isms, right, and phobes and phobia, and you know your child won't do well in the system that you're being offered. Yeah. I had a really hard time in school growing up. I experienced a lot of racism, a lot of bullying, and I definitely did not want that for my children. And so maybe you know your child's personality or lifestyle or orientation or race and ethnicity or spiritual culture and beliefs. Maybe you just don't want to make them a target in a system that might be hostile to them. Maybe your why is just simply to protect them. Yeah. Maybe your why is that already you know that your child has some special needs, unique ways of seeing the world, a different perspective or personality. And you know that if you put that in a public school or a different kind of school, they will immediately be warehoused, and you'll never see all of the gifts and talents that can come out of them. If that's your why, that's a great why. Yeah. Maybe your why is that you want to have a say in what they learn and don't learn. What's your why? What's your why? And now I want you to write that why down. Not just type it on your phone, but I want you to write a letter to yourself or write down the why on a piece of paper. I want you to have a why in a tangible way. This is my why. Like I literally put this in our living room so that when I need to look over there and go, oh, this is why I'm doing this culture. Yes, I am. I want you to have a symbolic why. So on the days when it gets too hard, pull that last report card out. Where your child was struggling, and you realized, oh no, they're never going to get their needs met in this environment. and you pulled them from public school. Keep that last report card. Keep that teacher's assessment, that IEP, that special needs profile. Keep it. Don't have to look at it every day. Don't re-traumatize yourself or your child. Just put it where you can see it if you need to. You can open the drawer to the china cabinet and be like, that's my why. Oh, yeah. I have a friend who wrote down about her child coming home crying because other people were teasing him because of his personal orientation. And she said that was it. She was done. She was finished. She was going to homeschool. But she wrote it down. She wrote down his feelings, her feelings, how they all felt, how they cried at the dinner table, how he begged not to go back to school. She wrote it all down and put it in a letter to herself and put it away so that if she ever needed to remember why, she had a why. Sometimes the why is just that your children ask you to. They don't want to go to school. They wake up and wish they didn't have to go to school. They hate that school. They tell you they don't like that school. And that's enough of a why. A photo of them is enough of a why. I just want you to make something simple that reminds you of this moment, why you're doing this, why you're keeping on doing this, why you will keep on doing this, why you will succeed at this, and why you want to be a happy homeschooler. Oh, we're going to have a great time. It's going to be wonderful. I can't promise you it will be perfect, but I can promise you that we will be happy homeschoolers.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, We just did.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I put out way too much trash to think about recycling. I just don't get it.
Some things are very obvious, Maria.
Learn the difference between trash and recycling and more on our website, yougottabekidding.org. Visit yougottabekidding.org today.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Hello, happy homeschoolers. Oh, I'm so glad we get to spend some time together. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm really, really, really grateful that I have a chance to visit with you and spend time with you. Sit down. Don't multitask. You need a break. I mean, if you have to multitask, I get it, right? But if you can, sit down, drink some water, take some deep breaths, take care of you right now. Some folks watch this as a whole family. Like they come to this class as a whole family and everyone listens, and that's wonderful. And other families, the parents or the caregivers or the actual homeschool educators are the ones who watch and listen. Whichever way you do it, though, think of it as refreshment for you. A time where you can take a deep breath. You can relax a little bit. I'm going to get some water, I think. I should get some, too. Hydrate. We're gonna hydrate. We're going to have a terrific time. Not just in this class, which is wonderful, but in homeschooling. Because if you don't have fun in homeschooling, if you don't love homeschooling, what is the point? Everybody could go be miserable someplace else, right? You know? Fun and love and joy and knowledge and wisdom. Those are the things we're looking for in our happy homeschools. And so I'm going to help us to be happy homeschoolers immediately, right now. I love homeschooling. Can you tell? I think that's why I have so many speaking engagements about it. And we feature it on Conversations with Dawn Karima, which is my podcast. I've written about homeschool. I just love it. I love it because I can actually indigenize it and make it indigenous and modern education. But I want you to love homeschooling too, for your own reasons. Even if it's just that all your children are all home with you all day and you get to be in their presence and spend time with them. There's a really strong sibling bond too for homeschoolers. You know, homeschoolers who are in a family all together being homeschooled, that's a very powerful lifelong friendship bond builder. So I want you to love homeschooling. I do. I want you to have fun. I think a lot of people, when they first hear homeschooling, and I really do, you've probably heard me say this before, I believe we need a different word. I mean, we're using homeschool because that's what everyone uses, but we need another word because I think a lot of people think homeschooling is those of us with our McGuffey readers and chalkboards in a one-room schoolhouse, basically teaching, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. And it's so much more than that. And I think a lot of people who are even kind of critical or suspicious of homeschooling, it's because they really don't understand that we are giving our children the most dynamic education possible because it's completely centered on them. They're not having to raise their hand in a room full of 30 or 40 other people and hope that their need is met. And we know it can't be, even by the most caring and kind and compassionate educators. Well, this is a moment for us to love homeschooling and to fall in love with homeschooling and to enjoy it and to have fun. You don't need my permission, but I'm going to give it to you. It's absolutely okay to have fun in homeschool. If you're not having any fun, what is the point? Right? If everyone is miserable and bored and sleep and tired, and why are we doing it? And if that is the case, don't worry. We're going to work on how we can change that. And you too can be a happy homeschooler. But part of loving homeschool to me is that we're having a good day. We're having fun. One of the biggest mistakes and pressures I see in homeschool families, conferences, people who I consult, right? They hire me to consult with them, is that they're not having any fun. They're really not. I mean, what they're trying to do is replicate public school at their house. So all the things you didn't like about going to school, and I have a confession to make, I hated school. Yikes. I was really good at it, but I really hated it. So I really want to have a good time. I want my children to love learning. I want them to get excited about new things, not, ugh. Here we go again. Right? And I see this a lot of times when people hire me to do consultations, I can fix it that day. I put myself out of business because your problem is not your curriculum. Your problem is not that you don't know what you're doing. Your problem is not even your kids. It's that you're not having any fun. You're not having any fun. If you're not having any fun, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not being critical. I'm being helpful. Help is only help if it's helpful. And this is helpful. That's it. Right now, if you're having trouble homeschooling, I would tell you right now, put some fun in it. Instead of sitting there at a little desk reading books about nature, go outside. If it's too hot or cold to go outside, then it's time for some virtual field trips. Right? Go to the portal, go to YouTube, go and get some virtual field trips. And look at nature. Look at what you're studying. You're reading it in the book. And it's amazing because I have seen curriculum take some of the most interesting things in the world and make them boring. I really have. I've been like, how did you make sharks boring? I've seen people say, well, I want to prepare some lectures about jungle animals. Why? When there's a zoo that you could go to or a virtual zoo that you could visit. Which is more interesting, talking about animals or seeing them? You can teach about the animal and then see that animal and then teach more about that animal. We just had a whole unit study about bison because I had a dream about them. And now we really like bison. We're bison people. Who knew? And I'm thinking about the things in your life right now that would be easier for you if they were fun. When you clean your house, do you put on some music? And if you do, right? If you put on music while you clean, it's much easier to clean than if you're just sort of in misery and drudgery cleaning, thinking about how much you hate cleaning. Well, our homeschoolers are no different, right? I mean, which is more interesting, to teach math with dry, boring resources or manipulatives, an abacus? Now, everyone learns differently. So you may have homeschoolers that just want to read everything. They love to read. They want to read everything. That's all they want to do. Okay, cool. But if there's any tension or frustration or resistance in your homeschool today, add some fun. If you find yourself getting up out of the bed and thinking, oh no, I have to teach these people today. No, add some fun. Add some fun. Add some fun. In public school, in private school and other schools, they have to schedule field trips and they have to get everybody's permission and they have to decide, you know, what field trip this is and try to fund it. You can go on a field trip anytime you want. You can go on field trips every day. You can go on a field trip every week, and the field trip could be to your yard. The field trip could be to a local park. The field trip could be virtual. If you want to stay safe, get some virtual field trips. There's some wonderful virtual camps that we really enjoy that teach about ocean life. And there's some good programs that the Smithsonian and other museums have that are virtual too, that you can sign up for. Today, we're going to learn this from somebody else, someplace else. Fun. So here's some really quick ideas right now. Quick ideas, easy ideas. If you're finding yourself frustrated, things are not going quite as smoothly as you would like, and you need to add fun in a hurry, play a game. Many things can be learned through games. Many lessons can be taught through games. Play a game. Taking turns, numbers, following directions, maps, strategy, reading, historical knowledge, all kinds of things can be taught through games. Play a game, right? A fun game. Right away, you've put some fun into your homeschooling day. Another thing you can do if you need just instant fun is a movement break. Sometimes you'll be surprised just how much a movement break can change the tone. Everybody get up and have a dance party. We're going to dance. Everybody's going to dance. And then we'll go back to our work refreshed. Get that energy out. Get that wiggles out. Get that, just change the atmosphere, right? Another thing that you can do, instant fun, jokes. Yeah, jokes. Get a... if you get those joke books or, you know, tell some jokes. Jokes are a chance for your child to practice their reading. They're also a chance to practice public speaking. You can read some jokes or tell some jokes. They can read some jokes or tell some jokes. You can put on a video of something that is funny and entertaining. And so clean jokes, wholesome family fun, play a game, go for a walk. Yeah, go for a walk outside. Go outside. go outside in the yard, take a walk. Too cold, too hot, weather's not cooperating, take a walk around the house. Yeah, just take a walk around your house. And we're just going to put some music on and go for a walk around the house. Those movement breaks go a long way. Those joke breaks and fun breaks go a long way. You know, I'm thinking about another quick way to add fun. Just instant fun, right? Other people. Yeah, other people. Sometimes, think about us. We're having a day. We're having a time. And your best friend messages you and you have an exchange, or somebody FaceTimes you that you really like and appreciate, and now you feel better. Well, our homeschoolers are no different. And I think sometimes when we put another person in the mix, there's lots of ways to do that. FaceTime grandma and grandpa, right? Hey, we're just taking a break from algebra, or we're taking a break from literacy to say hi to you. Maybe you could tell us a story. Call a friend. Message a friend. A pet. If you have a pet, that's an amazing way to add fun to your homeschool. You know, we're going to go and teach our dog what we just learned. And we've done that many times. We're going to go tell our, come tell our dog about what you just learned. And it's hilarious. It is. It's a lot of fun. And just getting other people's voices and presence into our homeschool in those moments can really add some fun, right? Call your aunt and tell her what you just learned today in reading. Call your grandma and read her a book. We're going to, oh, we read this book. We got through this Bob book, or we got through this book, and let's read it. Let's read it to your uncle. Let's call him and read it. And see, sometimes other people, they're not living under the same things. They're doing something totally different. And so that's just enough to shift the energy in your homeschool. Message some of those homeschool moms and dads and parents and say, you know, can we have a 15-minute play date? Can we have a 10-minute brain break? And maybe when your children see each other, they talk or they dance. You know, we do play dates with dance parties. We're like, we're going to have a dance party. Everybody just dances all their wiggles out. It counts toward physical education. And we then go back to our day. Other people can really surprise you. You know, let's stop our day and add someone else to it. And the magic and the joy that's in them, we will now have. And we'll give them some energy and enlightenment ourselves. And it can be really simple. Don't make it complicated, because if it's complicated, it's not fun. So if it's confusing, it's not fun. Another thing that adds a lot of fun to any homeschool is something unexpected. Magic tricks, sticker books. Right? I mean, we all, our children all have so many beautiful toys, but I keep some things just for the magic. We're just going to do some bubbles right now. Yeah, I know. This is science, right? And we're going to have some things like, you know, handheld microscopes. And let's look at it right now and see, what do we see right now? We're not doing science right now, but let's just see what the pages of this book look like. Infusing the unexpected into your homeschool is a great way to increase the fun. Sudden snacks, right? I mean, just sudden snacks. Like suddenly, hey, everybody gets a cookie. What? Yeah, everybody gets a cookie, you know, or something that you choose. Upside down teaching can add some fun too. Ask your homeschooler to teach you. Like, okay, well, we've been talking about wetlands and ponds and habitats and environments and ecosystems. Tell me about it. Yeah. Oh, I've had some great lessons. I know a lot about horses now. I know a lot about sharks. And you can really see a window into your child's special interests and personality this way too. You teach me today. I just taught you, but now you teach me. What do you want to teach me? It can be about the lesson, add some fun that way, or it can be something they've already learned, but they'd like to teach you. Art break. Yeah, art break is a great way. I want everyone to infuse your homeschool with more art and music if you possibly can. So many schools don't even offer art and music anymore, and you have the privilege of doing that. So have an art break. I know we just learned about this. Let's draw and color about it, right? Let's have some, let's hear a musical piece. Let's just have a musical piece. In our music appreciation, we've been studying Renaissance and Baroque music. And sometimes when other classes get a little tough, we take a break and we listen to some of these pieces and dance or color along, paint along, right? Another thing that infuses instant fun, I mean, just right away, instant fun, is just a laugh break. Let's just laugh. You tickle each other, or you can just laugh, and let's just laugh. Singing, it's all singing. Let's just stop what we're doing and sing some songs, right? See, already you have tons of ideas. I can tell that you already can think of so many ways to be fun. And that first step is to remember we're not replicating school at home. We're not trying to put little desks in a classroom and have everybody sit there and they can't move and they can't laugh and they can't smile and they can't talk to each other. We're trying to do something wonderful, and we already are. Oh, it's fun to be a happy homeschooler, and I'm so glad that we're on this journey together. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am already looking forward to next time.
What we need. you come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard, and never look back. What's the world for?
Hello, happy homeschoolers. I'm so glad that we get to spend some time together today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm really happy to spend this time with you. I really am. It's an honor, really, to be invited into your homeschool journey and to walk on this path with you. It is wonderful. It is. I'm really thankful, really grateful for the opportunity. Oh boy. I want to share with you something that I really believe will help you. I'm thinking about something my granddaddy used to say, and he would say, all you got in life is your family, your creator, and your friends. And he said, I don't have any problems if I have the right friends. Right? I mean, that's right. He's right. I mean, every one of us can think of how our friends have helped us in life. I mean, we can all think about just amazing things that our friends have added to our journey. I can. I have the best friends in the world. I say that all the time because it's true. I have the best friends in the world. And I'm amazed because we're so bombarded with social media and all the other influences that sometimes we have to take a minute and remember what our real friends are like and why they are important. Well, our homeschoolers are no different, right? Our homeschoolers, happy homeschoolers, have friends. And so I want to talk a little bit about friendships and friends, because I think that's something that when people criticize homeschooling, they come for that. They say, oh, what about friends? What about socialization? And so I want to give us some practical help on friendships. Now, many people left school or chose not to enroll in school because they understood that perhaps their children would not make the friends there, right? I mean, if you had a child that was being bullied, then that was not the best environment for them to make friends. If there was a race or ethnic or spiritual question in that population, maybe that wasn't the best place for your homeschooler to make true and deep friendships. But we're going to talk about friends today. And I think that has to be an important part of every homeschool. I know curriculum teaches us terrific academics and we can learn some things, but I am a huge believer. In fact, I teach a class called Heart to Heart with Dr. Dawn because I believe in this so much, in social emotional learning. I think we don't want our children to be awkward socially. We don't want them to be people who don't have any friends or don't make friends. And so we have to pour into them. We have to help them. We have to educate them about how to make friends. That means good manners. That means actually acting out friendship exchanges. It means signing up for social emotional learning if we need to do that. And it means that we have to spend the time and make the effort, which every parent does, right? Children are not feral. We don't just send them to school and say, good luck making friends, kids. Right? We still have to teach them values. We still have to teach them how to interact and have good manners and treat people with kindness and politeness and respect. So even if they go to school all day, right, at a different public school or something, you would still have to help them to make friends and to be a good friend. But I want to say today that that is part of your curriculum. Yeah, it is. As a homeschool family, being polite to each other, being mannerly to each other, being respectful to each other is super important. And that models good behavior that you want them to replicate in their friendships. But we have to be intentional about it. We have to say, okay, I want my children to have good, strong friendships. How will I manifest that in my homeschool? A social emotional learning class, books. Let's read books about this. Let's model this. Get some puppets. I have some puppets, Muppet and Puppet, and they illustrate high quality behavior and high value behavior. How will you do this? Will you watch movies or videos about, you know, that show strong bonds and friendships? You get to choose, but I want to make sure you do choose. Don't default. So that the first time your children meet somebody on the playground, they're pushing and shoving, or they don't know how to talk to the people, or they don't know how to interact. I want them to be able to maximize all of their interactions and build friendships. When they come on their virtual live class, hi friends, bye friends. I want them to learn how to make friends. That's so important. You've got to do it. You've got to add it to your homeschool curriculum. And I know it's easy. Like I said, I have a social emotional learning class, Heart to Heart with Dr. Dawn. We talk a lot about building friendships there and the kind of skills we need to do that. But please put it in there. Be intentional about it. Make sure that you're raising homeschoolers who are not just great people or greatly educated people, but are good friends. Yeah, make sure that you make that part of your homeschool family's journey. We're good friends. Our cousins are our friends. Our pets are our friends. Our siblings are our friends. Our neighbors are our friends. We are good friends, and here's why. You know, one of the things we never get to do as homeschoolers is take things for granted. And I think a lot of people who send their children to school just assume, they just assume that they'll teach them something about being a good friend, or, you know, they'll teach them good manners. Where we don't do that, we have to do it ourselves. We have to intentionally add it to the curriculum. We have to intentionally teach friendship as a high value. We're going to our pals class. Oh, we're going to see our friends. Oh, how wonderful. You know, I think we have to think about friendship intentionally and purposefully. Joining co-ops is a great way to do that. Of course, a program that has live classes is ideal. We have to think about friendship really intentionally and nurture those friendships. When we're doing our art, would you like to make a card for your friend? Would you like to make a card for our neighbor who's shut in and elderly? Would you like to leave some snacks out on the porch for the delivery drivers? We have to nurture friendships. We have to build friendships, starting with siblings, starting with us. We have to be good friends to our children. How do you treat your friends? Pets. I'm going to be a good friend to our pet. How do we do that? Let's do it. And for some of us, you know, these things might be a little bit triggering, and I don't want them to be. Never. But maybe if you struggled in school with friendships, or maybe even if you were queen of everything. Yeah, those of us that were social butterflies or popular or whatever, we may struggle a little bit now because in homeschooling, we're worried now that our children are missing out. They don't have enough friends. They don't, you know, they don't get to be homecoming queen or, you know, whatever it is, right? Maybe if you were bullied yourself, now you're a little worried. You're afraid. You don't want your children to be hurt. None of us do. And so I want to encourage you to find safe spaces for homeschool friendships, safe co-ops, safe programs, educational platforms that allow your child to learn in a respectful environment where there's zero tolerance of bullying, zero tolerance of misogyny or racism or any kind of prejudice or ableism. We're building these wonderful spaces and communities. Let's start with those. Right? I mean, if you're worried about bullying, then start with a zero tolerance bullying area. You have the ability to do that. Homeschool is your superpower. Find the parents who you really like and respect, and then encourage those friendships. Right? I mean, you look at the children that are what are, you know, in your environment, and you nurture them. You compliment them. You respect them. And encourage your children to do that too. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I mean, my children's friends are a joy to me. I look forward to seeing their friends. I like their friends. They're very wonderful, wonderful children. And so I encourage you to think about your friends. You know, yes, you already have some friends. You have some great friends, but make some homeschool friends on purpose. Like intentionally make friends with people in your co-op or your educational program or your platform, make friends with them. Why? Because That will help you in the homeschool journey. If all your friends are people who send their children to public school, that's okay. But it will be so wonderful and encouraging for you and your family to have homeschool families as friends, homeschool parents and caregivers as friends, for your children to have friends that are also homeschooled, right? And so how do you do that? Well, if you want friends, you have to show that you're friendly. Reaching out to people in a courteous, kind way. Everyone is a friend to someone who brings a gift, you know? Just starting with small, you know, my child made a card for your child. Would you like to have a cup of tea with me? Talk about our kids, or maybe we won't. But I believe friendship has to be extra intentional for the homeschool community. Not a job, not a chore. I mean, this is not like, oh, I could work in the coal mine or I could be friends. No, no. And there's nothing wrong with either one. Both are fine. But we want this to be something that we do purposefully, that we choose our friends and we nurture our friendships and we continue our friendships and we love our friends and we treasure our friends and respect our friends. And this will help our children to do the same with their friends. And this will help our children to grow in friendship. And friends are something everyone needs, especially happy homeschoolers. So, one of the things that's wonderful to do is make a list. Keep track. Who are some of the children that your child interacts with or looks forward to seeing or responds to? And nurture those interactions. Who are some of the parents you like? You just really like that parent. you're glad when you see them. And nurture that with communication. And you know, don't stalk anybody or lurk or anything, but just let them be known that, you know, hey, I see our kids are both in this program and, you know, maybe we could visit sometime. For the children, you know, oh, my child loves seeing your child in class and I think it'd be wonderful if maybe they could have a play date or, you know, play a virtual game together or maybe we could have a dance party. I think that when we make friendships intentional and we nurture them and we grow them, we don't take them for granted. That's one thing in the homeschool community. We don't take our friendships ever for granted because we're not going to a large building every day where there's lots and lots of people. We're going to places and we're spending time where the people around us are very precious to us. And so I really want you to have good friends. I want you to be a good friend. I want you to have good friends because I know that friendship is one of the most important things about being a happy, happy homeschooler. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
Save her, better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, and never look back, what the world forgave you. And save her, better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, and never look back, once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.